Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of coming days, we were talking about statements made by some Middle East leaders. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
There is the interesting thing that comes out to my mind. Those nations that come at the beginning of the tribulation in the Russian coalition, not one of them are named here in Psalm 83. Not one. Not one of them are involved in the Psalm 83 war. Now, do we ever see this coalition working together in war in all of the history of man? Not really. Even the 1967 Six-Day War does not match this. The destruction of which Psalm 83 speaks is in no wise duplicated in the Six-Day War. The whole world knows that there is a major war coming in the Middle East. Generals usually keep their mouths shut until they are completely retired and off the scene. Some of them, not all of them, just some of them, will speak up once their time is over and there are no repercussions. One example was a retired general, Paul Bali, who is also a Mideast expert. He made the following statement: a major Mideast war is imminent. It will change our world forever. The general went on to warn of possible chemical and nuclear attack attempted against Israel. In October of 2011, Assad of Syria stated that if NATO troops attack, they attack Syria, they will rain their full arsenal of bombs on Israel. What some people do not know is that, as reported by a Kuwait paper, Israel warned Assad all the way back in June of 2011, if he attacks Israel, he will be targeted to take him out personally to end his life. So Israel has already warned Assad. This will be important, remember, when we get to Damascus. The boss of the PLO recently addressed the UN, and his address, he said he thought we ought to go back to the 1947 lines. Why? Because Israel was not a state until 1948. You might say, I just think that was a mistake. Well, think of this. Another Abbas Zaki, who is a senior member of the Fatah Central Committee, he is under the authority of Abbas. He said on Qatar, which is an Al Jazeera-based satellite television, it reaches millions of Arabs worldwide. After Abbas had made this speech was translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute. Now, they are a watchdog organization that monitors language media and then lets us know what is going on. But this man, a high-ranking official in that government under Abbas, said, final status agreement should be based on the 1967 borders. Now, everybody knows that the greater goal cannot be accomplished in one go. If Israel withdraws from Jerusalem, evacuates the 650,000 settlers, and dismantles the wall, it will come to an end. That is, Jerusalem, Israel, will come to an end. Now he added, it would not be smart if we say we want to wipe Israel out. We can't say that to the world. We must keep it to ourselves. Now again, that's their words, not mine. He's a high-ranking government official under a boss. Now, it is quite unfortunate that after our Congress, both the Democrats and Republicans, froze $200 million in assets and money that they would send to the Palestinian Authority, the present administration has decided to work hard to lobby Congress to unblock. We send approximately $500 million yearly to the Palestinian Authority. That is $500 million every year. It is a good thing we do not have any financial problems in this country, isn't it? Now, let me just add, this is written. This was back probably under the later part of the Obama period. So, and listen, this is pretty well true of both parties. So don't just say that's President Obama. President Bush could come under some of this as well. But understand, this has been going on under both Republican and Democratic administrations. It is not a Democrat thing. It is not a Republican thing. Both have and are doing it. Now, President Trump has put his foot down on that, for which I am greatly thankful. Now, we do not see the building of infrastructure in those places. We're sending $500 billion, and they don't do infrastructure. Many have spoken about the Arab Spring. Now, that goes back, doesn't it? As a democratic movement. It is not. Wherever they have gone in and seem to have been successful, do you see the women free? Are they saying what they want to do? Are they freely doing what they want to do? Are the ladies allowed to drive a car in those places? And men that are listening, no jokes, please. They still will not let them drive a car. And free religion? Well, their spring took place in Egypt. What about Coptic church there? The Coptic Christians are called? Yeah, you asked me, what are Coptic Christians? I really do not know. Some have told me it's a form of Catholicism, but not Catholicism. I have not studied them out as I should have. I admit that, so I cannot speak on them authoritatively, so I won't hear. But their churches are being destroyed. They are being killed. A great thing, the democracy they have going right there, isn't in Egypt with Arab Spring. They break their treaties and promises with Israel. The numbers are staggering against Israel. Hezbollah has 10,000-man brigade that are armed with 40,000 missiles. Some of those missiles have long-range capacity, with the capacity of carrying heavy payloads, along with chemical and biological warheads, which they seem to have. Syria has a 500,000-man army with the latest equipment supplied by Russia. It also said that Hamas has about 10,000 missiles. It is believed that the Egyptian military has more than all of them with nuclear capability, of which they're afraid that in the wrong hands could be a big problem. Our government released $200 million to Egypt to help with Arab Spring in Egypt just before Mubarak fell for their military use. Now, let us look at those first few verses with that background. Keep not thou silence. Okay, now again, this is our Psalms 83 text. Keep not thou silence. Do not be mute about this, in other words. Keep not thou silence. O God, hold not thy peace. Do not be deaf to what we are saying, and be not still. Do not refrain from helping, O God. Why does he say, O God, twice here? Because he is approaching Almighty God, not the false gods of those nations that surround them. This is the call for God to judge the enemies of Israel. Now, the theologians call this an imprecatory psalm. An imprecatory psalm is a prayer to God to invoke his wrath upon the wicked. An imprecatory prayer is vindication of the purpose and will of God, not necessarily a fleshly revenge. It is to honor God. The land belongs to Israel, and it calls God to defend it. Now, you'll notice, verse 2 says, For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. The tumult is a loud uproar. They want to turn others against them. And the rest of verse 2 says, They that hate thee, that is, they hate God Jehovah. So he says, they that hate thee have lifted up the head. That is, they exalt themselves over Israel. But also it has the idea of getting a consensus against the enemy. Verse 3 says, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people. You see, as we continue here in Psalm 83, they have not only gone into the UN to get recognition, they've been to Britain, they've been to France, and other countries, pushing their statehood for the purpose of moving out Israel.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible.